Broadcasting live from the Goggin Cold Hall Studios. It's the Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
I'd be sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Today, Chris Landry coming up, LandryFootball.com, and all that he provides, the brilliant football mind of Chris Landry. That's top of hour number two. Tyler McComas will go out to Norman OK and talk to him about Boomer Sooner and the Big 12. Big 12 meetings wrapped up. What, a couple days ago? Monday, Tuesday, but we'll go back and review a little bit of that with him also. So that is the guesting portion of the agenda today. There's a lot more to the show, as you know. Lots of what we call extemporaneous hangout time, where we have a long-form duty to communicate in those pockets of time, over 3 hours. The number that you need to use for now, 615-844-5600. Yeah, jot that down or memorize it, 615-844-5600. If you'd like to tweet me here on the show, which many of you do, and that communication is very informative and symbiotic. It's fun. I enjoy it. At Bill is King on Twitter and email, if you want to get back to a little old school, which emails, I don't know if you'd call it necessarily old school, but it's much older than Twitter. It's not considered social media, though. It's just another communication device. Electronic mail, BillisKing7, the number 7, at gmail.com. Last day of the SEC football media days down in Birmingham, Hoover, Alabama, the Galleria Mall, the Winfrey Hotel is where this is located. I've been there probably 1,500 times. I'm hoping that I'm not there again for the meetings. My goal is to not go again. I've done my time there, and it's not informative. It does me no good. And I'm always trying to absorb. Give me more. I'm always yearning for more. That event is basically just a zoo about a bunch of people who think they're knowledgeable about college football. That's about what that is, right? I'm talking about the media now. Here is today's list. Last day of the SEC. Today is the first day for the Big Ten Media Days up in Chicago, and it is also the last day for the ACC Media Days in Charlotte. Here's what we have in the SEC. Vanderbilt, Auburn, and Kentucky. I was wrong. I kept telling you there were two teams today. It's three. Three. Yeah. That was info. I fed you some really bad info there. I told you it was two teams. It's three. That was fake news on my part. I just participated in fake news. Vanderbilt, Kentucky, and Auburn. Boy, Gus is coming with the big guys. What about this group? Derrick Brown, who's an absolute beast on the defensive line. Marlon Davidson, who is pretty good as well. And on the offensive line, Prince Tega Wainoga, who's 6'8", 3-something, whatever they list him today. I haven't checked the latest weights and everything. That's a big group right there. Gus is coming in with some firepower. And Gus needs to do some things to win people over this year. This is an important year. I'm not necessarily saying it's make or break. We don't know that. We could speculate on it. That part's unclear. They don't need to be losing more to the key people on their schedule, though. Alabama, Georgia, the other powers in the West. Got to be careful here. Big boy time for WDE at the SEC Media Days. Derrick Brown, Marlon Davidson, that's part of one of the best defensive lines in America. And Prince Tega Wainoga, big old hulking offensive lineman. That's their group. Vanderbilt is going the other way. They're coming with the skill guys today. Derek Mason's bringing Kalijah Lipscomb, a very gifted wide receiver for the Doors. Jared Pinkney, a tight end who is probably not mentioned with some of the other skilled players on the team. He's a good player, very good player. And I'd say the most underrated running back in America. I'm not going to limit it to the league. I'm going the whole country, including Alaska and Hawaii and Puerto Rico and Nova Scotia and Canada. Keyshawn Vaughn. No running back in college football. Excuse the voice there. In college football, played better down the stretch anywhere, anytime this last year than local product Keyshawn Vaughn. Very underrated. He would start. We need to play a little game. He'd start for Florida State. My God, he would. He'd start for Texas. Who else would he start for? He'd start for Oklahoma. He'd start for Southern Cal. He'd start for Penn State. Michigan doesn't have a running back like Keyshawn Vaughn. Hell yes, he'd start for Michigan. He's better than Ohio State's top running back, whoever that is. Is it K.J. Dobbins? Oh, Keyshawn Vaughn's better than him. He'd start for them. Let's go down the list. I mean, we can play this game as long as you want. Big time. He'd start for Miami. Absolutely. He'd start for Tennessee. We can keep going. He'd start for Auburn. God, yes, he would start for Auburn. He'd start for Mississippi State. Big list. He'd be very prominent at Georgia. If you had him and DeAndre Swift, and of course Georgia's got lots of running backs, but oh, he'd be very prominent at Georgia in that group. He's that good. So Vanderbilt bringing Kalijah Lipscomb, Jared Pinkney, and Keyshawn Vaughn. So opposite of Auburn bringing all the big boys, Vandy's bringing the skill guys. And Kentucky, Mark Stoops, coming off their best season up in Lexington, KY, since 1977. And they're spreading it around a little bit. Lynn Bowden Jr., Cash Daniel, boy, I love his play at linebacker. If you want to go back, how would you describe Cash Daniel at Kentucky? He's old school in his play. He is a Vince Dooley, Irk Russell junkyard dog. That's what Cash Daniel is. He's a junkyard dog, man. Tough, rugged, physical. Cash Daniel, and also Logan Stenberg. That's the group for Kentucky at the SEC Football Media Days today. Last day down there in that zoo. Next year, they go to Atlanta, back to the College Football Hall of Fame. Year after that, they come to the 615, and for some ill-gotten reason, they're not at the Omni. I'm not sure. Well, I actually am sure, but how the SEC made that decision, I won't know. But that's, tell you what, SEC, that's going to cost you on the show. Yeah, it just got personal here on the show. Yeah, I might dock you. The next time we get into the who's got the better league thing, I may have to take that little shot into account. Next time we go down this path. It just got a little bit personal with the SEC, with that little movement there. I can't play that game. Haynes King, the quarterback out of Texas, who's probably going to get a fifth star, had it down to the Aggies and the Vols and made it official. Now, it was out within the last, what? If today's Thursday, didn't it leak out Tuesday? Karen was telling me that he had told the staff. Karen knows things, people. He had told the staff, Jimbo, that he was going to be an Aggie. And that was mostly what people predicted. Proximity, etc. His dad's a coach. His dad, the head coach at the high school, from what I understand. And this kid looked very good in the pajama Elite 11. In pajamas, man. He probably got a fifth star in pajamas. He's good. He's a good quarterback. I'm not trying to make light of that. But Tennessee was the other team. Cosby Cattleman's been wondering, when's Tennessee going to get the next quarterback? And he might have been the one, but it did not work out. Anyways, it did finally leak out yesterday, later in the day, that it is the Aggies for him. I'm telling you, folks, the next team on the rise that does not have the history. They've got some history, but not that kind of history. The Aggies, they are ascending. They've got Hollywood Demus, a five-star, a big, big-time wide receiver committed who will sign with them. Now they have Haynes King, who, unfortunately for him, he's not related to me. And they are trending with Zachary Evans. Now, Alabama's the other team. I'm not predicting it either way. I'm not saying Alabama won't get him. I'm saying the Aggies are very prominent there with him. They are trending. I think that moved them up. We were discussing this yesterday. Yeah, Karen called me and said, Bill, it's official. Haynes King. I said, Karen, where are they ranked right now? What did that move them up to? And I think she said number 9. Let me pull this up. I've got it somewhere right here. Remember now, everybody, I've gone paperless. There are no notepads sitting out here or Rolodexes or anything else. I mean, I've gone totally paperless here, whether it's good or bad. Let me pull this up. Some kind of dumb ad is pulled up on my phone. I'm perusing. I'm maneuvering number 9. That moved them up to number 9. Here is the list, and we'll get the break. Alabama's 2. Clemson, 1. Alabama, 2. Buckeyes, number 3. Boy, that's chalky. God, is that not chalky? LSU, 4. We're still chalky. Notre Dame, number 5. Fighting Irish. Very soon to be going to Camp Culver. Northwestern goes to Camp Kenosha. If you're taking copious notes. Georgia, number 6. Georgia will move up because it's Georgia, and Georgia recruits very well. Michigan, 7. The guy that can't recruit, Dan Mullen, number 8. God, he can't recruit. Look at that number. Number 8. What a sucky number. Number 9, the Aggies. Number 10, Miami. That one is a little... What's the term I need? Miami's number 10 there. I'm going to call that fleeting until they prove something on the field. Manny Diaz is new as the head coach. And I'm unclear on him. I like Manny. I don't know what we're about to see. They're about to open up with the Gators, and we'll get a... Is that the best first game measurement game we've got? Auburn and the Ducks, probably throw that one in there. There aren't a lot of week one really exciting matchups. All those matchups we'll enjoy, but I'm talking about where you're riveted. This is a big... defining type early game. There are not many of those. I mean week one now. Don't pull out a week three or something on me. I mean week one. Is that the number one? Is that the number one game? That one right there. Florida and Miami. Now, I don't think either team is a national title threat. Miami certainly is. You may want to try and debate Florida. Florida's not there yet. They're good, but they're not there yet. They're not Urban Meyer Florida good. They're not Steve Spurrier mid-90s good. They're good, but not there. That's a pretty good measurement game. We'll see where everybody's at. Now, again, that doesn't have to define you. Game one doesn't mean that's where you're going to be. You need to get better, but pretty good opener that we could judge a little bit. Yeah, we judge here. Yeah. You know when they say don't judge? Oh, no. You get judged here. And we do play games on paper. We do that too. Even though we're paperless, we play them on paper. All right, let's do this. Let's take the first break here. Chris Landry, top of the hour. LandryFootball.com. Tyler McComas later in hour number two. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Plug and putting the fire department's on the scene, putting out this truck fire, and it's just adding to the delay here on 65 southbound before you get to Trinity Lane. A big delay here now. Working your way down 65 again, right before you get to Trinity Lane. It looks like everybody's here. At least seven or eight police officers, T-Dot, and the fire department at 65 southbound at Trinity Lane. Hey, if you're buried in credit card debt or student loan debt, learn how you can reduce that debt down by calling 1-800-380-4293. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
Let me tell you about my good friend Kenneth. He has the site, which is soulstreetcoffee.com. 8 different blends, 16 teas on there. And he is the exclusive sponsor of Kevin Hagan every Wednesday at 7 o'clock talking Alabama football, Alabama sports. That's soulstreetcoffee.com. I need you to order now. It is a fantastic product. You will absolutely love it. That's soulstreetcoffee.com.
I love my community, and as a doting dad,
Daddy's home,
a devoted son,
there you are, Joe,
and a good neighbor,
hey man,
the people in my life are used to hearing my knock at the door, but as a law enforcement officer, I have to give news that people never expect. That's the one knock I always dread.
Booze it and lose it. A message from the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
Since 1976, Angelo's Picnic Pete's, an Italian restaurant, has continued the tradition of the La Mattina family of real Italians making real pizza and dishes with their own secret and successful recipes passed from generation to generation. Angelo's Picnic Pete's, an Italian restaurant at 2713 Murfreesboro Road in Antioch, has long been the go-to place in Nashville for authentic Brooklyn-style pizza, even up to selling pizza by the slice. In fact, the La Mattina family received a proclamation from Metro Government for dedication to service, length of time open for a family-owned business, and great selection of authentic Italian food. But it's more than just great pizzas at Angelo's, with amazing pasta dishes, calzones, strombolis, and sandwiches, plus daily specials and a buffet Monday through Saturday from 11 to 2 and Sunday 4:30 to 8:30. Catering also available. Visit angelospicnicpizza.com to learn more and print off special coupons, or just give Nick and the crew a call. 615-399-0100. That's Angelo's Picnic Pizza, an Italian restaurant in Antioch, for the real deal Italian.
congratulations to Tim Corbin and the 2019 Vanderbilt Commodores.
Vanderbilt, for the second time in school history, wins the national championship. And I believe you have just seen the greatest team in Vanderbilt baseball history.
The Vanderbilt Commodores.
We're glad we can celebrate among all of you, the Vanderbilt fans, the Vanderbilt community, Nashville.
Congratulations from your home for Vanderbilt baseball.
I think everybody loves having you guys being our flagship station. It means a lot to us.
Nashville Sports Radio. College sports. Bill King knows a few things.
Tomorrow, Southern Steak and Oyster will be the location for the show. Should have mentioned that earlier. Yeah, we'll be at the Southern tomorrow morning, hanging out. I was also just thinking during the break. Oh, yeah, yeah. Hey, Bubby. Bubby listening in Georgia said, can I get a shout out to my daughter, Jordan, and the Detroit Trojans? His daughter goes to Troy State, right? I believe so. There's your shout-out. Jordan, if you're monitoring. Most college students probably aren't, but if for some reason you are, there's your shout-out. Bubby, your dad, said hello. I was thinking during the break, today begins the Big Ten media days. And Urban Meyer's not there. I understand I'm not breaking news there. Urban Meyer, long time ago, decided I'm out of here. The Zach Smith thing was a downer, the health issue, and also I hate the president. President Drake paid him. I got to get out of here. I'm going to live over here in Dublin, work at the school a little bit, do some Fox TV, but I'm out of here. I can't do this. Big Ten Media Days without Urban Meyer. Here is my question, though. Could you argue that Urban Meyer, and I know some of the blowback I'm going to get here. I don't care. You know me. I don't care about that. Blowback all you want. Could you argue that Urban Meyer is the best football coach in Big Ten history? Now, I know the haters, those that don't like the Buckeyes, are probably breathing fire at the moment. But he won a natty. Now, before you start getting all huffy about that, Big Ten's not known for natties, not in modern history. Big Ten hadn't done a whole lot. Buckeyes won it back in first year of the playoffs, which, God, why did I say that word? That word is on the verboten list, but they won it that first year. And that was in, what would that have been, 14? Immediately when he got the job, he went 12-0. They were ineligible for the postseason. He never lost to Michigan. Oh, I have him ahead of the sweater vest. Hell yes. Absolutely. Sweater vest was really good. That's not to demean him. But if you're asking me to choose, I'm taking the Pontiff over the sweater vest. Sweater vest had a hell of a resume. It's not to throw him in the trash at all. I like the sweater vest. I'm confused over his behavior, letting Terrell Pryor basically take you out, which is ridiculous. Nonetheless, I still appreciate his career. Bo Schembechler didn't win anything postseason meaningful, never won a natty. Rose Bowl record was awful. Bo, and another guy that I appreciate his career. But it's a little overrated once you expand out. Woody Hayes, absolutely. Woody Woody went out in on a bad note in the Clemson game, but who else would you throw in there? Now, you could say Joe Paterno, but Joe never won a natty with Big Ten affiliation, correct? Somebody correct me. They didn't win a natty when they were in the Big Ten. So I don't think that counts. Who am I skipping out on? Dr. Tom doesn't count. He didn't play in the Big Ten. He didn't coach in the Big Ten. So that Nebraska resume doesn't count. You can make that statement. I do like the Ryan Day hire. I do. But I think not having Urban Meyer is a big gap for that league. That league hadn't done a whole lot in many, many years, not collectively. Teams have had their moments. Sparty's had their moments. Wisconsin has to. Iowa has to. Obviously, Ohio State. Penn State won the league a couple of years ago. But I think that's a bigger missing ingredient than anybody's talking about right now. Yeah, I do. Josh says, Bill, Urban versus Dr. Tom would have been some good games. Man, that would have been. That's a good point. You think about the Big Ten, and that's a very rich, powerful league. They're splitting up more revenue than anybody right now, including the SEC. Did anybody ask Sankey? I'm thinking they didn't. Did anybody ask Greg Sankey down at SEC Media Days, hey, Greg, I know you're making a lot of money, meaning the league's making a lot of money. What do you think about the Big Ten splitting up more money than your league with that crappy CBS agreement you've got? What do you think about that? Somebody needs to ask him that. They won't, but I would. That'd probably be my first question. Now, maybe he addressed that. I didn't get to hear all of Greg Sankey when he addressed the media and the state of the league address that they all do. The only one that I want to make sure, I hope I never have to hear Bob Bowlesby again. Was that not the most dry, godforsaken speech that you've ever heard? I didn't realize Bowlesby was so boring. I mean, I knew it, but it had been a while. I'd forgotten about it. I'm sitting there watching the Big 12. He's delivering the state of the league address. Again, they all do it. Nothing unusual there. And he's sitting there twisting stats like the league's really good defensively. You just need to pay attention. He's feeding us garbage like that. Hawkeye Jason says, Bill, on a per-year basis, Urban Meyer is the best B1G, Big Ten, head coach in history. He doesn't have the history. That would be the longevity of Woody, Bo, or Stagg. Yeah, because he was only there, what, 7 years? 2012 through 18 is 7 years. 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. Yes, that's 7 years. It's a very brief, in the bigger picture, bit of data, but it's very impressive. I'm going to tell you right now, I think he's the best coach in Big Ten history, and I want to keep it modern. I don't want to go back to 1938 or whatever. Let's keep it somewhat recent. Let's go. Woody Hayes last year was 78, right? The throat punch to, who was it? Charlie Ballman in the Clemson game was 1978. Somebody bean count me. I believe I'm right there. Let's go 78-ish forward. That's about 40 years. That's a pretty good width of data, correct? That's not bad. That's spreading it out a little bit. You tell me in that grouping who you'd rather have than Urban Meyer in the Big Ten. I don't care if you like him or not. You might not like him. You may hate the Buckeyes. You tell me. Interesting. I think currently the best coach ever in the SEC is coaching in the SEC, Nick Saban. He's still around. Next best guy would be the Bear. You know what? I'd put Urban Meyer. If you ask me, name the best coaches in the history of the SEC, number one, I'd put Urban Meyer one in the Big Ten. I'd put him in the top three in the SEC. I'd go Saban, Bear, Urban Meyer, 1, 2, 3. I wouldn't have anybody else ahead. Urban Meyer in a very finite window won two natties, and the 09 team could have easily won it. I'd have him right at the top. Let's get the bottom of the hour. We're coming right back. Little note now, we're going to be in the neighborhood. We're going to be at the Southern Steak and Oyster right over there by the Omni Nashville Hotel.
Well, good morning. The fire department's on the scene putting out this truck fire, and it's just adding to the delay here on 65 southbound before you get to Trinity Lane. A big delay here now. Working your way down 65, again, right before you get to Trinity Lane. It looks like everybody's here. At least seven or eight police officers, T-Dot, and the fire department at 65 southbound at Trinity Lane. Hey, if you're buried in credit card debt or student loan debt, learn how you can reduce that debt down by calling 1-800-380-4293. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
And now the fine folks at Dumford Irrigation would like to remind all Americans to show support to the brave men and women of our U.S. military. Visit USO.org to locate a military care package and learn how you can help a hero today. This salute is brought to you by Dumford Irrigation. For the finest quality in irrigation, lighting fixtures, and equipment, call Dumford Irrigation at 615-218-3058. That's 615-218-3058. Dumford Irrigation. They're people who care.
It may not require a textbook, but it's filled with valuable lessons. It may not take place in a classroom, but it's an ideal environment for learning. It may not involve a diploma, but it can help prepare Tennessee's young people for life. It's high school sports. High school sports can play a critical role in a student's overall education. In fact, studies show that students that participate in high school sports are more likely to enjoy greater levels of achievement in their academic lives. If you think high school sports are only about competition, think again. Better yet, think about attending a high school sporting event in your community. You'll be amazed by what you see. High school sports. A winning part of a complete education. This message presented by the Tennessee Secondary School Athletic Association and the Tennessee Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
The Klein Preston Law Group in Nashville, a proud supporter of the Atlanta Braves and Southeastern Conference, has over two decades of experience in litigation and transactional practice. Their practice focuses primarily on business law, including business litigation, business structure, and international law. The Klein Preston Law Group has represented clients from state and federal courts throughout the state of Tennessee to the United States Supreme Court. For more information, go to their website, Klein with a K, PrestonLaw.com. Nashville Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM has been your home for sports for 20 years. From typewriters to Twitter, fax machines to Facebook, we have you covered 24/7 and on the go. Finding us online is as easy as at Nash Sports Radio. Twitter, at Nash Sports Radio. SoundCloud, at Nash Sports Radio. Facebook, at Nash Sports Radio. Or search your app store for WNSR. 20 years of sports. Anytime, anywhere. From Nashville Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM. His body clock is set to college football and nothing else. It's Bill King.
You're listening to The Bill King Show, the only college football radio show proven to make you smarter.
All Omni Nashville Hotel. We'll be right in that vicinity tomorrow. We'll be at the Southern Steak and Oyster. So come by. Hang out with us a little bit. Southern Steak and Oyster. Friday morning. 615-844-5600. That's the number. Just use that one for now. If that changes, we'll let you know. 615-844-5600. Crazy Charlie, what did you say? I didn't hear you.
That's the new permanent number.
Okay. That's going to be the number, Charlie says. 615-844-5600. Use that number. Get you through to us. Big Ten Media Day starts today up in Chicago. If I had to be at one, that'd be the place. I'd be up there looking at Lake Michigan, Grant Park. Nice breeze coming off that lake. Jeff in Chicago's up there. It'd be fun. If I had to choose one, that'd be the one this year. Luckily, I don't have to choose one this year. SEC wraps up today. It's Vanderbilt, Auburn, and Kentucky. Auburn's bringing the big boys, Prince Tega Wainoga. Derrick Brown and Marlon Davidson. Ah, they're bringing. Tell you what, Auburn's walking through that lobby chest out, man. They got the big. This is a flex-off. Auburn is looking at today as a flex-off. Let's get on stage and flex and see who looks the best. That's what Auburn's doing. Hawkeye Jason says, Bill, how about best Big Ten coaches since 2000? Number one, Urban Meyer, he says. Number two, Jimmy Tressel. He says he had a natty, talking about the sweater vest, and multiple single-digit wins against Popcorn Tech or Nashville Auto Diesel College. Kirk Ferentz, 5 top 10 finishes. And Barry Alvarez, 05 was his last year, but his influence is still paying dividends. Yeah, Barry did some very good things at Wisconsin as the head coach and now as the AD. Got to remember, Burt left him because Burt felt like Wisconsin's always trying to get by on the cheap. So he went down there and he took all that Walmart and Tyson chicken money at Arkansas. Said, gimme, gimme, gimme. He was like the Cookie Monster with all that money. And he got all that money. Didn't win hardly at all. But he got all that money. Yeah, you think Burt is struggling? Burt's not struggling. Burt put a whole lot of money in his pocket. That's one thing. I want to repeat something. People don't realize this because talking about money is taboo. You never hear a coach say, I'm good. I'm making $6 million a year. If they have to fire me, they owe me $20 million. You don't hear anybody say that publicly. I kind of wish they would, but these guys, that is a big deal. It's why you have these buyouts. It's always about the money. It's always about playing like it's about the money. That's the biggest lie they try and tell me and you every day. Yeah, I didn't take this for the money. It's all about teaching young people. It's all about being the teacher. And it's all about the camaraderie in the locker room. And, well, if that's the case, don't take any money for it. Put aside the $6 million per year and just do it for the love of it. Live in a little apartment. It's always about the money. Yeah, Bert, how much did Bert, somebody bean count that for me. What did Bert walk out of there with? I'm happy for him. I love capitalism. So I'm saying, hey, Bert, I salute you, sir. Way to do it. Most people don't get to keep the toothbrush out the door. West Coast Sooner says, Bill, Dr. Tom would have spanked Urban Meyer just like Purdue did. You think he would have taken the Purdue and Iowa? Iowa did it the year before. Blueprint and bent Urban over their knees and spanked him? Hey, Urban, how about some of this? Doug Warren, he's up there in East Lansing. He's got that show up there with Jack and the guys. And he came down to commitments, too. Good to see Doug. I hope he can come back this year. Hope he does. He says, Bill, Urban Meyer is the best coach in Big Ten history. He says, we will all see how great he is when he coaches in South Bend. So it's South Bend, not Troy Trojans. The men of Troy. Not the Troy, Alabama Trojans. Good program, but. So he finally takes his dream job. Finally gets the Notre Dame job. Brett Bielema's buyout, according to Jeff Too, was 11.9. So he got 12 million, plus the money they paid him while he was there. Burt walked out of there with about 12 million. And his buyout. You think he's depressed that it didn't work out? I doubt it. Is he still hanging out up there at New England? He was one of the, I don't know what he was. He was a consultant or something for the Patriots. Is that what he's still doing? Or did he land somewhere else? Hawkeye Jason says, Bill, it was 11.8. It was somewhere in there. Oh, it's $320,000 a month until December of 2020 for Burt. Burt's going to be okay. Soul Street Coffee says, Bill, here are the top five SEC coaches. This is all time. Saban Bear, Johnny Vaught, the old ball coach, and Urban. That's a pretty good list. I am a Spurrier apologist. I make no bones about it. I will apologize for Spurrier forever. I love him. Incredible dude. And fantastic radio. Part of it would be he's incredible radio. The name, you could just come on the radio and say Spurrier and create interest. You don't even have to be specific. Just say Spurrier. But I would have Urban Meyer ahead of him. Having built him up, and I like, obviously, Spurrier more than I like Meyer, but Meyer's the better coach. Spurrier didn't, how would I describe the difference between those two? Spurrier, for all of his successes, isn't this 24-hour-a-day obsessed with it, always recruiting, always scheming, always thinking about it. Spurrier was the opposite of that. Basically, Spurrier's recruiting tactic was this. Hey, we'd love to have you. If you want to go somewhere else, that's fine. We'll just kick your butt over there. Let me know when you decide. Spurrier's not going to go in your living room and coddle to some brat. Not going to do it. Wasn't obsessed with it and wasn't going to become obsessed with it. And he got incredible talent at Florida. Most of that was natural geographical advantages. It wasn't his relentless around the clock, I'll never sleep attitude. Anyway, very good. Spurs a very good offensive mind. A generational offensive mind. Give him that. But he didn't scheme it up. I remember I've told you this and we'll get the break. It's one of those Tennessee-Florida games, mid-90s, where Florida was beating Tennessee pretty bad. It was either 95 or 96. I don't remember which year, but it was a teleconference. SEC coaches teleconference, and we were monitoring it. It was Spurrier's time, and the question was kind of like this to Spurrier. Hey, Coach, Peyton Manning says that he watches film 27 hours a day, and he's constantly breaking down plays and he's studying around the clock. What do you guys do? How do you guys go about it? And he goes, we don't study it up. 5 o'clock, we're home. That was it. I remember that to this day. He goes, we don't go home and pop in the film. Dinner time, we're done. We finished the day. We're home watching sitcoms or watching the Golf Channel, whatever. I'll never forget that clip. I wish we still had it. That one's gone forever, too. Okay, one more break. Tomorrow, let me plug ahead. We will be at the Southern Steak and Oyster over there by the Omni Nashville Hotel.
Well, good morning. They're still on the scene of this truck fire out here. They have it under control, but a lot of rubbernecking going on. 65 southbound here as you try to get down to Trinity Lane. There is a crash being cleared. 40 westbound. It's going to be just up from DeMumbrium coming off the South Loop. Traffic's really busy now on 40 westbound coming out of Wilson County there into Davidson County as you make your way up past Stewart's Ferry Pike. Hey, get the lowest prices on most of your airline tickets. Smart Fares can save you up to 70% off. Call 1-800-915-2544. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
This is Brett Musburger's Action Update for WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio. With Indeed, you can post a job in minutes, set up screener questions, then zero in on candidates in an online dashboard at Indeed.com/hire. Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
A disastrous start for the 8-1 favorite Rory McIlroy at the Open Championship. He cards a 4-over-8 on the first hole at Royal Portrush in Northern Ireland. Dodgers and Phillies wrap up their series this afternoon. Citizens Bank Park in Philadelphia. Phillies even money. Dodgers -110 of the money line, 9 over the total. Ross Stripling going for the Dodgers. Aaron Nola pitching for the Phillies. The Falcons have signed linebacker Deion Jones to a 4-year, $57 million deal. $25.8 million guaranteed. The Falcons over-under win total this season, 8.5. I'm Mike Sennett, WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
I'm a retired school psychologist, and helping people was my thing. After my stroke, when Meals on Wheels started, I was on the other end of the stick, so to speak. My name is Julius Gaines, creative writer, poet, photographer.
One in six seniors faces the threat of hunger, and millions more live in isolation. Drop off a hot meal and say a quick hello. Volunteer for Meals on Wheels by donating your lunch break at AmericaLetsDoLunch.org. This message brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
Hello, I'm Tom Hodges of Goggin Cold Hall, a regional refrigerated company that operates within a 500-mile radius of our home in Smyrna, Tennessee. We're seeking professional drivers to join our family-owned business. Our number one priority of serving our customers is by taking care of our employees first. With a $1,000 sign-on bonus plus a driver referral program, Goggin Cold Hall offers an excellent benefit package with a 401k retirement plan, paid vacations and holidays, insurance options, and a competitive pay structure that includes weekly, monthly, and quarterly bonuses. No Northeast travel, no touch freight, and with our late model Freightliner and Kenworth equipment, we promise to treat you in a first-class manner. If you're interested in joining our family at Goggin Cold Hall, please visit www.goggincold.com. That's www.goggincold.com or call us at 931-225-3873. That's Goggin Cold Hall, the coldest team in town.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast. A chance of showers for this morning. Sunny in the afternoon with a high of 94. Cloudy overnight with a low of 75. Sunny on Friday with a high of 95. And the same for Saturday. Sunday showers with your high at 93. Utilizing the resources of the WeatherBug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Lori.
Sports Radio WNSR.
If
it happens anywhere in college sports, the Bill King Show will be there to bring you the facts.
Omni Nashville Hotel. Chris Landry, top of the hour. LandryFootball.com. Tyler McComas out in Norman, Oklahoma. We'll talk Big 12 with him. That is 7:30 Central Time. 615-844-5600. That is the number to keep in your mental Rolodex. That's the number we'll be using. 615-844-5600. Couple things here on Twitter. Jeff 2 says, Brett Bielema now is the defensive line coach for the Patriots. So he goes from head coaching consultant to D-line coach. Bobby brings up a good idea. He says, Bill, y'all need to do a remote broadcast from the Omni or somewhere in that area Friday, August 30th. The day before the Vanderbilt Georgia opener. He says, I'd love to stop by. That's a good idea. I already know Rusty Manziel's coming by. Rusty's getting in town Thursday night. He's going to hang out with us on Friday. I do know that. That was planned a while back. And we do. I'm sure we'll try and end up at the Omni. I'll talk to Todd about it and we'll figure it out. A couple of years ago, Coach Marshall will remember this. I don't remember what game it was. It was an SEC game. Somebody was coming to town. And we tried to set up at Vanderbilt. Outside on a curb somewhere. By McGugan and maybe by the stadium. Just somewhere randomly. Nowhere that would be taking up some space or something, and Vanderbilt found out about it and nixed it. Vanderbilt is now there's different leadership there now, but Vanderbilt might be the worst school in America when it comes to understanding PR, when it comes to understanding their insignificance. And that doesn't mean everybody. The baseball, Coach Corbin, I mean, that couldn't be handled better. I don't mean everybody. Let me be specific. When it comes to football and basketball in particular, you talking about, and I don't mean the head coaches. I'm talking about the leadership there. The people who ought to be out and about. They're just clueless. Have been for centuries and continue to be that way. So I doubt consider. Now that was, what was that, 2-3 years ago? Coach Marshall would remember. It was a couple of years ago. But citing somebody, I don't know if the band was going to walk through there. So I don't even remember what the dumb excuse was. You're talking about a group that pulls out a pistol and shoots themselves in the foot every day? That'd be that group right there. Wow. No kidding. No kidding. Chris Landry, top of the hour. Looking forward to that. Landry football. What was it? Eric reminded me. What was it? Somebody asked about Colorado. Oh, no. Kevin in Boston, who called in. And hey, Kevin, I'd like to get you in for commitments. I don't know if you can get down here December. Actually, the show is on the 18th. Get here on the 17th. We can get you a really good rate. Kevin Hagan had lunch with Danny in New York City yesterday. Said they sat and talked for 3 hours. Danny in the NYC. Danny is a cop, an overnight cop in the NYC. Met with Kevin Hagan after that. They had some lunch, I believe. And maybe we can get that. Boy, if we can get Danny from the NYC, Steven in upstate New York tweeted the other day he already has his commitment reservation at the Omni. You got to use that link. That link is pinned on my Twitter account, at Bill is King. It's at the very top, pinned, so you don't have to search it out. It's right there. Convenient for you. I'd love to have you. Wherever you're coming in from, love to have you. Doug Warren came down last year from East Lansing. Coach G came down from Wisconsin. Jim from Jupiter came up from Jupiter. Bob came down from Pennsylvania, from Pittsburgh. We had an incredible list. Peter came over from St. Louis. So on and so forth. Hour two coming up. Chris Landry, Omni.